testing is, I mean, like, really, testing is this thing on.
Testing. Every man.
Stop it. Welcome, y'all. We back. We have been gone, missing in action, man. I missed y'all so much. I'm telling you. I wanted to get on real bad, D, and, like, get this podcast going.
Yeah, we needed to get back.
So, I mean, we back. Everybody was asking me, like, why are you bullshitting? I see you on Snapchat. You ain't doing shit. Go record a podcast. Like, I was on the... We kind of, like, on the move the last couple of weekends. Just, yeah. Like, since the new year. Because, like, we brought the new year's in. Yeah. For your birthday.
Yeah.
So, how did you enjoy yourself? How did you like your birthday?
I did. We was lit. It was nice.
Yeah, it was a good time. I did not go out on the... That was New Year's Eve.
We went out Saturday, Sunday. You didn't go Sunday.
Y'all, it's not that I did not want to party, but it was so cold.
Yeah, it was freezing. I'm just now getting back right from that.
Like, yo, I did it. You know, I tried my best the night before for you, but, like, yeah, I brought New Year's in the hotel, but it was cool. It was cool. Nonetheless, we still had fun that weekend. So, like, do you do New Year's resolutions at all?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So, have you done any? Oh, shit. My wig is coming off. Okay. So, have you done any?
I'm starting to work on one of my New Year's resolutions right now.
So did you just start, or have you been started since the first?
I really just started. So one of mine was to go ahead and have my real estate license by the end of this month.
All right.
So at least
that's a good realistic year. Something short term that you just got to get to it.
Yeah.
So that's what's up.
But yeah, that's one of them. So I'm working on that right now. So I should be right. Y'all holler at me within probably the next week and a half. I'll let y'all know the results.
All right. We're going to hold you to that. So that means that's pressure.
Go ahead and get
it done. So go ahead and get it done because you got these people waiting on you. They got questions. Because my people, yo, we buying houses.
Hey, buying houses is definitely the new wave. It needs to be the new wave for 2018 because we got to invest in ourselves.
2018 like, goals.
Definitely. That's the new way, but hey, it can definitely be done.
And I just want our people to know that it's attainable. It's not a myth. It's not everything because the white people are more wealthy than us or they know more than us. They may know, but you know, like the program you told me about, NACA, mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know about that program, but that program could put you in place to get exactly what you want. And you know, you could definitely speak to that, and we're going to have a whole nother podcast that's going to be dedicated towards that and a few other things in that room, because like I told y'all, you know, we always talk that shit about one day we're going to speak on some sophistication or something that is knowledgeable, but yo, D got a lot of jewels that he can really drop on y'all, so that's coming. We definitely going to get that gone. But yeah, like 2018, we trying to make things happen. So you said you just kind of starting with your resolutions and...
Yeah. At least go ahead and attempt it. Well, that's one of them. That's a short-term one that I know I want to go ahead and...
Knock it out.
Get out the way. But I'm going to see. I got it going. What about you?
Oh, God. So, you know, I'm, like, kind of visual when it comes to what I eat. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. I'm a foodie. And sometimes when I get wrapped up into certain things, I'm on a certain wave. It's just a little moment that I'm really into. I capture it on social media. So I had my little moment when I stopped eating meat after I watched What the Health on Netflix or whatever. And, like, I think I went, like, 4 months. I did pretty good. And then, let me take that back. I started off with being a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But I needed something, so I started eating seafood. So that's when I converted over to being a pescatarian, which is basically, you know, you could eat anything basically out of the water. So that's what I was doing. And that was going good. And I think when I started eating meat again, remember we went to the fair.
Yeah.
And I had that chicken kebab, which was trash. That shit was trash. Like, they do a good fucking job with presentation at the fucking fair.
With presentation for all that damn money.
Bro, the shit don't even be that good. My nigga, that shit was so fucking trash. It tastes like boiled water. I mean, like, I don't know. The shit was horrible, and it was like
$10. $10, and that's why I be trying. I normally stick to the sweet shit, and that be that, because it be overpriced, and it don't be all of that.
Yeah, but that shit got me tripped up, you know, and then all kind of other shit, withdrawals I ain't had in a while kicked in, and I ate some fried chicken, and
one thing led to another.
You know how we were in Atlanta. I want to eat every fucking thing. Yo, I want to go back to, what was it, Malone? Shout out to Malone's in Atlanta. I believe that's the name of it. Malone's. Not too far from the Hilton where we stayed at. The calamari is bomb. Like, they were racist as fuck. I mean, like let's just get funky with that shit.
But I'm not going to necessarily say
the service.
The crowd was actually racist, it seems like.
It were the people that were fucking dining.
Yeah.
Like, we felt like we the odd ones out.
Shit, I almost thought they wanted to get into it.
Yo, they watched us, I believe, from the time we got out of the car until we walked inside.
Bro, it's real.
And, like, they were staring us down the whole time we were, like, sitting at the table.
The whole time. Because I brought it to your attention when I seen it. I'm like, hey.
That's crazy, though. But you know what? I was going to let it get to me. But afterwards,
we did good though.
Like it,
cause after we just got our food, it was like it is what it is.
I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat. I ain't with shit, so let's go. The food was good as fuck. Like I said, I really want to get some of that real quick. So we might have to make another little trip real quick. We didn't get to go to Papa Do's because I really wanted to sell him alligator. But, yo, fried alligator is good, yo. Like, you know, I eat all types of stuff, shit. Though.
Yeah. You know, I'm like real close-minded when it comes to like certain kind of foods and stuff. I'm going to try to, that's another thing. I'm going to try to try some new
2018.
Some new stuff.
Definitely. Let's do some shit we never did. Go some places we never thought we would go. Shout out to my homeboy Khalil. Like, the nigga just went to, I'm sorry, my young black brother. He just traveled to Iceland to the Blue Lagoon. Like, that's one of the things that was on my bucket list, that a place I want to go to, swim in the Blue Lagoon. Like, the joint's perfect. It's like in the middle of nowhere with ice, cold as fuck. But it's like this blue lagoon. And that's, it has dope, like the steam coming from it. But it's like blue, like pretty blue. Like, shout out to Khalil. But like, yeah, let's go some places in 2018. Let's get some stamps on these passports. Speaking to myself as well, like, I'm trying to travel this year, like out the country this year. Let's do some out of the country type shit.
Matter of fact, we need to go ahead and get on that now.
Yeah, because I'm really, let's just go ahead and do it, shit. Because you take your vacation time and you do little bullshit shit.
Like, that's just like, I just came off vacation from a whole week. Like, just chilling. Like, we could have been gone. But I ain't taking no moto because we definitely gonna do it this year. For real.
Yeah. Well, what I'm thinking about is, I want to talk about too, as we're going into 2018. I was just thinking too, like, what is some shit that you gonna expect to see in 2018. Some things that I said that are going to be like, you know, like how we had some shockers of 2017. Some things that have went down, and that's just marked. Like, not like, for example, Wendy Williams and her husband. Yeah. That's something that went down in 2017. Everybody fucking with Tyrese with his shit. That's something that went down. Fucking Kaya coming for everybody. That's the shit that went down. So, I think in 2018, what we got to look forward to is Beyonce little twins. You know, they're going to drop another photo of them because they not gave us a little sneak peek. But
what did they say the twins' names were?
Chow, Rummy, and Sarah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You know how I mean. One or two. So, we can look forward to them probably getting a little sneak of their first birthday coming up. So, we'll see how that progressed. So, you know, when that happens, world stop. Everybody and their mama gonna be talking about this shit, like, as usual, with the Carters. I mean, I ain't hating, but it's just like, people carry on, like, oh, admire if they're beautiful kids, which from the pictures I saw, you know, and keep it moving. I don't see why I gotta be an ongoing subject all day and the fucking beehive coming for you if you talking anything else less than
right.
Fuck them goddamn beehives.
Exactly.
And all y'all.
Y'all ain't gonna like, put no money in my pocket.
Anyways, but definitely, we're going to look forward to that. Now, of course, you know, I already know this. You're 45. He going to have some dumb shit pop off. I don't know exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be more fuckery like he has been presenting to us since he's been in office. But it's going to be some major fuckery go on with him. I'm just sure of it. I feel it coming.
Who?
You're 45. I mean, you're president. I don't respect him say my president. So, you know, we go with the 45.
Yeah, ain't no telling what's about to go down with him.
Yeah, I don't even want to even talk about the clown but too much. But you already know that that's what's going to go down. Of course, you know, the world is going to stop because these Kardashian babies are coming. Khloe and Kylie.
So, Kylie is having a baby.
Kylie is pregnant from Tiger. What's the boy name? Oh, Lord. Travis Scott. Yeah.
That's crazy how, like, just
a few
fast.
Months. I think, was
like,
it a
you
month?
You don't even give yourself time to, like, to get to know nobody.
I don't think she knows him.
And you just pop up pregnant. Like, that's crazy.
I think that's quite weird. I mean, I won't say it's quite weird because, shit, I know how it fucking happens. Y'all was fucking wrong, and your ass got pregnant.
That's
exactly it ain't weird. That's well, exactly what happened. And shit like that happens.
Yeah. Well, that just...
It happens, man. It ain't no different. It's just the shit that they're in the celebrity eyes. Because that shit happened every fucking day, yo. Every fucking day, you busting a fucking nut for, like, the first time you just met this bitch. And she's pregnant now. What's up? You got a decision now. It's just the fact that this shit happened in the public eye. Yep. And it's fucking Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. So, it's amped up times fucking 20. But the shit happened every day, B. Like, the shit happened every day. And the fact that you was just with that other nigga. You was just with Tyga. And now you fucking pregnant from Travis Scott. That's no different from this bitch down. I'm sorry, no different from. Yo, I got a potty mouth. I'm trying to stop. But that's no different from this chick down the street that was just with this nigga.
And the same shit happened.
Now she fucking with this nigga and now she pregnant.
Yeah.
But y'all look down on her, though. I understand what damn. What's her name? K. Michelle be saying about the Kardashian. Can I be Kim Kardashian? Because they get away with shit that y'all look down on us about.
Yeah.
Like, and that goes into another topic that I wanted to talk about. I'm going to go back to I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, about the shit that's gonna go down in 2018. But that leads into another topic I wanted to talk about. So, how they label us in society versus how they, I won't even say label, I just say look at celebrities. So I was just thinking the other day, it was something that came on, I think Kimora Lee Simmons, I follow her on a few social media sites, and she's one that doesn't snap or do social media too often, but when she does, you know, something to the kids or whatever. And I was just thinking, like, this chick got a baby of every race, like, every color of the rainbow, and nobody says, like, you a hoe, you a this, you a that. Is it because she's successful? Because any other girl that's around here, around the way girl, that's exactly what you're going to be labeled as, because she ain't been married to none of them, but is it Russell was the only one?
You know what? I don't know much about,
Yo, she had like five different baby daddies or something like that.
Maybe it's not talked about as much as she. You say she don't really do much, so she probably be laying low. So she stay off. She stay it doesn't off the topic.
Okay, well, yeah, she stay off of the blogs or whatever because she ain't doing shit. But I'm just saying, I'm just using her as an example. Like, nobody never says, like, you know what I'm saying?
Said that there's a problem that she has a different baby, a different race for.
If she was at dinner or something and. That was I don't know. I feel like somebody wouldn't judge her as much as they would as somebody that's normal. Like if you're at a company dinner and you just met this lady and then the lady in the office, yeah, I know her. She lives in the building. By the way, she has six kids with six different baby daddies. Ooh. You know, they're going to judge the fuck out of her versus I think
it should be the same. Like,
and it should be, but I think like, you know, with your status, you get to get away with shit because that's the same thing I feel like with. It's a lot of them females out there. Lauren London, she's another one. She got a baby with Nipsey Hussle. That's Nunu from ATL. She has a baby with Lil Wayne as well. So also two different fathers. I mean, it's a lot of high profile ones out there. Oh, you got like. Your single mothers out there, like Angela Simmons and things like that. They're not. Angela Simmons is living her best life right now.
Angela
that bitch
Simmons
be serving.
Angela say, fuck that.
Fuck that, nigga.
Shit, as soon as she got her some dick, she got.
Y'all pregnant. Know that I already been getting this dick anyways, now that the shit is out, okay? And the baby is here. The nigga is gone.
She's living her best life.
Because I heard this nigga was just a regular nigga, no different than anybody else. He had a record and all of this like that. I mean, it's nobody's business. I was about to say, you know, she played the goody two-shoe role or whatever, but it ain't been nobody's business. I mean, if you was fucking, if you wanted to say I'm still a virgin, okay, yeah, I'm still a virgin. It's none of your fucking business. What the fuck you think? Cause she thick as fuck. But I mean, I guess you could still be thick as fuck and not ever had sex. Cause you can definitely be thick off the cornbread and the cabbage and just have a little shape. So
yeah, I guess
she might have not been fucking in Bow Wow, so he didn't fuck.
So if they just a virgin, and so that does that mean they don't do nothing?
I mean, no. That means you just never had vaginal sex. Now Bow Wow, I think he said he ain't never had no type of sex with Angela. So, I don't know if Angela was sucking somebody else off, but Bow Wow said he ain't got nothing. But yeah, that doesn't mean she wasn't doing all of that.
Okay.
But Angela out here getting it. So, and these niggas is checking for her. And I mean, I'm not even going to hate on her. She is doing the damn thing. She looks very nice. She's getting it. Vanessa is trying to.
I need Vanessa to spice it up a little bit.
She's very conservative. So yeah. I don't think we're not gonna get much out of her. I don't know. We'll see. But these people in entertainment, like this 2018 already is just coming with all kind of like fuck shit with these relationships.
Coming into the new year,
everybody got some fuck shit going on with their relationship. Now, at this point, you know, she is my girl. I love her. Who? But I'm kind of sick of Cardi and Offset and all that shit that they got going on with their relationship.
Yeah, and I'm almost tired of hearing that song on the radio.
Cardi want a party.
No, not that one. The Motorsport? No, the first one. The one
that... Go That Yellow?
Yes.
Oh, I was over they that long time ago. They played that
out like...
I'm over Go That Yellow. I'm tired of Yeah, we
Cardi, I just don't want Offset taking advantage of you.
I'm kind of thinking, this is... Well, I know what the problem is. And I think someone else said it, too. And I forgot what podcast, but... It's a wave. I think it was Joe. Joe said it. That she's a little insecure about something. She's still an insecure girl. Even though she got all this fame and this fortune, she's still that same girl from the Bronx. But all this shit is at her right now. She got to digest it with everybody, all these eyes on her relationship. Everybody judging the fuck out of her for everything that she do. But she's still that same girl from the Bronx deep down inside. So some of the things that she do now, what she doing now is what she would have done if the public eye wasn't on her. So like her taking this nigga back after she know that this nigga is cheating on her. These tapes just keep coming out and coming out. He got a tattoo today of her name on his neck. She bought him the fucking car and shit. Like, I feel like they might be doing a little bit too much too soon, like we said before. Too soon. Like, this is... It's just... I don't know. We're going to have to see how this play out. But I'm thinking that this might going to... It's going to probably end badly.
I think they're just riding a wave right now, and this ain't gonna last long.
It's not. They're doing a little bit too much too soon, and I think Cardi, I hate to say it, she's gonna end up with her heart broken, because this nigga ain't shit. I'm just being honest. He's not shit, and Cardi, he's already showed you that, and I'm sorry that you have just stop saying that nigga name in songs and shit. I know you said that's your nigga, and you can say what you want to say about his name, but let that nigga go, man. Let this shit just die out. If you just let it die out, I think people forget about it a little bit and focus on your music. Because speaking about you and your music, like, I'm tired of hearing about the Nicki and you beef. Now, what I do see is that both of them are on a lot of features right now, which I can understand for Cardi because she's a new artist and she need to get that simmer in and bubble. But Nicki's also jumping on a lot of people's singles on there. Remixes. Somebody need to produce an album.
Right. And I do think that Cardi B needs to stop. Well, it seems like she's been going hard on what she's been featured on versus some, like, I think she should focus, like, go harder on something that's like more so of hers, something that she's not featuring on with some of the songs that I hear.
So does that lean to, do you think that Bo That Yellow was a number one? Like, I think
Bo That Yellow, but
she got some other strong features with other songs too, but they got features.
They features. Like that song with what song is it?
Lit. Looking like I caught a lick. What I said?
Yeah. That one I feel like she should have went harder on.
Yeah, because that one is a little bit, I like that better than Party With A Cardi In The Party.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what? That ride, though. I like that. It grew on me. At first, I didn't like it. But then as I, you know, listen to it and ride, I can't take too much of it, though. Like, some songs, like, I'll like it for that time. But, like, right now, I don't listen to that.
When they start playing it like how they did Bo That Yellow.
Yeah.
Because the shit already irritating me a little bit. It's like, okay, it's grown. But then it's like, nah, man, like. And this nigga, I put like hot sauce on my chicken. Shut the fuck up, 21 Savage. You talking about any fucking thing, my nigga. We're talking about anything.
And everybody be all on it.
Bruh, like, that's when I be like, we just rock our ass to shit that got a nice beat. And we don't even like, care about the fucking content.
Nothing that they saying.
Man, that shit is wild, but... Yo, we just watched The Housewives, bro. I just was about to laugh. Because I was just about to say my fucking back hurt. Yo, Sheree is trying to get Sheree a check is or what? Collect that check.
She gonna collect that check. They said...
Yo, y'all.
She said her back hurt. I counted it 7 times.
If y'all watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Sheree was like, I'm gonna make sure I get this shit on record. Like, do y'all hear me?
My back hurt.
I don't give a fuck if I live in a fucking mansion, my nigga.
My back hurt. And the thing about it is, I got this nigga in jail right here. He didn't, left Sheree me a few dollars to get this Chateau Sheree right. He about to get out. I got to get some more money coming in real quick. My back hurt.
That has to be the only reason that you will stick with somebody. I'm sorry, because I'm going to tell you now, I'm not the ride or die chick. So if you got a 10-year bid, I can't do it. I have done it before with a friend. I've been supportive off and on, you know, the first year. So I know. Hey,
and then you're doing friend. 10 years for being a con artist,
but right, and then you're doing this, like, for being a con artist. Sheree is in cahoots with this man. That man helped.
I've finance. Already figured it out. He helped finance Chateau Sheree. Definitely. He gave us some money, and he about to get out. So she finna ride this way with this car accident. My back still hurting.
She gotta collect them checks for her boo. You know, gotta have something. Cause he done already told her
I'm about to get out, and I either want what's mine or I want to live in Chateau Sheree.
Okay, and she got to tell these kids. What are you looking at? Now, don't be over here, like, touching on my little things. I don't have anything for you. I will tell you what is needed of you. He, like, looking for my wild card shit. But, yeah, so they... Chateau Sheree is being financed by some smooth criminals.
What was his name?
Is it Reggie? Because Nene's not here for her, and clearly he has some tea on Nene, but I don't know. These girls got too much going on, and then tonight, Kim. Kim's and then crazy,
Candy. Man. Kim crazy as hell.
Kim is popping off on every fucking body, yo. And Candy wasn't here for it. Either, but all right, leave Candy alone. But I don't know, these girls always back and forth. Kim, I don't even know why Kim really came back to the show. I mean, she is adding back to it, but if you beefing with every fucking body, but Sheree,
Kim be talking shit,
and Sheree the one who be the main one carrying the damn news. That's not the person you need to come back on and have be your best friend, your BFF. And Portia, because nobody likes her right now either.
Yeah.
It's not a good look for any of you.
I think some of them is just trying to fulfill their contracts.
But, I mean, Kim got all these kids to feed, so she might... Every little coin helps, and I think Bravo probably is writing her a nice little check.
But she'll be at this point.
Yeah, it's not any chump change, so she probably came back for a cool little dollar. But... She gotta cut the shits. But, I mean, I guess the storyline's spicing up a little bit. But, I'll see. I'll see what else comes from them for the season. But, my girls with Mary the Medicine holding it down for Bravo right now. Heavenly your calling mama. Your mama every... Yo, I've never seen a grown woman go to your mama as good much mama. As Heavenly does.
Your mama.
How you apologize to this lady mama?
And then go back and say your mama again twice.
Again. And you get mad because the woman didn't accept your apology. And you went right back and said your mama to the girls.
Heavenly said she like, she said, I'm going to automatically go to your mama.
But she said she was working on herself.
They ain't working on that. After you get a certain age, that's embedded in you. That's what you do.
You Heavenly mouth is like...
You automatically go to somebody's mama like, that's crazy. But she, I think she only do her like that because she know that it gets to her.
But Heavenly ain't got no filter when she meet, like, you know, she fuck with Contessa. Speaking of Donnell Jones' mom, yo, like, she be Donnell Jones,
get your mama.
Please get that lady, like, Contessa, you're gonna have to find somebody else to keep the kids. I'm sorry, because she is disrespectful.
You can't. I'm not gonna be disrespected in my house.
You gonna ain't be no way at possible. Home with your son. That's where you wanna be, cause you're not gonna be throwing anything around in my home.
What's her name?
Who, Miss Donnell Jones' mama?
Yeah, Miss Donnell Jones' mama.
Oh God, what is her name? Is it Miss Jackie?
Donnell Jones, we need you to come and get your mom from Contessa House,
please.
Because she on TV making a fool of herself. Because she's very angry,
and she doesn't need to do that in front of the kids. So we gotta get her out of here. I don't know what's going on. Now, speaking of kids, how do you? I think we talked about it a little bit, but how do you feel about? Let's talk about it. The coolest monkey in a jungle sweatshirt in H&M.
With that situation, I think I feel like the mom accepted it.
So we should shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I feel like the mom. I think stuff always goes so public, like so fast, and we read into a lot of different things. Like we clearly see the message, but I feel like the mom accepted her child up there like that, taking pictures, doing that. You know. For them, she accepted the money. She was okay with it. So, why should we, you know, go so hard? How you feel?
I mean, I get that. At the end of the day, that mom is the mother of that child, and if that's the decision she wanted to make. But as for me, speaking as a mother, I couldn't do it because I feel like my child is the spokesperson right now of your joke. Because I just look, you know, I look at shit all kind of different angles. I was looking at it like, at the end of the day, the fucking CEO of H&M or whoever of that marketing fucking department, because clearly they knew that could have gone so many ways. There was nobody clearly of color on that panel.
And been like, nah.
This ain't cool. Yeah. It can be perceived in such a way. So because nobody felt like it was no chill button and they thought that shit was okay, I could not agree on it by just saying, I'm going to just take the check. I can't do that because I feel like in the grand scheme of things, you bought my child.
Yeah.
You bought me. You know what I'm saying? It's a price for her humility. Like, I'm going to put her out there like that. Like, nah, I'm good. I couldn't personally do it. And I don't blame the people for feeling some type of way about it and voicing their opinions because... Even if the mother made that decision, that is still a child at this point. He don't know. He just rocking with what his mama, right. When he grows up and he's able to see that he was in this big scandal, well, not even scandal, this big news headline and see what he wore, now he got questions for his mama that she got to answer. Because he may not be with that shit. So what were you thinking, mama? Now he got to have that conversation with mama. I think you sold the fuck out. Like, I know that this may have been money to help us, if that is even the case, because they might be well to fuck off, because he's a little model, so he might be making checks. Who knows? But now I feel like that's a conversation. You know, and again, I can't with it. And I like H&M. I really do. But I feel like, am I going to still shop at H&M? I probably will. I'm going to be honest. I might still grab something. I probably still will
because a lot of different things like with...
It's a lot of shit.
Like Tommy. People still buy Tommy.
And I still do. I'm guilty of it.
At least she got paid. I mean, I know it sounds bad, but she was comfortable with it. At least she got paid. Like, hey, maybe she really needed the money. Or maybe she didn't even think about it.
She told us to get over it. So I don't think she even give a fuck. She sees like...
She didn't think about it like that.
That we, reading too much into it.
Really?
Yeah, but like she don't give a fuck. She feel like we just read too much into it, but I personally couldn't do it. But I don't feel bad for the people for how they feel being in an uproar about it, because I'm tired of these fucking crackers just putting shit out there. And I'm sorry, because y'all know how I feel about that type of shit, but I'm tired of them doing shit then coming back to have to apologize about it. Like, nobody thought that this shit would have been like this big? Did you think that this was okay? Whenever y'all had this fucking marketing board meeting, I want to know, like, once y'all, everybody viewed the prints of the ad, what was the general conception? What was said? Did anybody say, hey, I think this may be a bad idea? I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall. Because I still just think that, like, it should have just never happened. The boy could have still modeled for H&M. He could have wore the fucking hoodie that the white little nigga wore. Anything. But why he had to wear the fucking monkey shit? That's just my thing. Like, I'm just sick of it. And then they come back and they give a pussy ass apology. Fuck you and your whole apology, my nigga. Like, just don't fucking be sorry. Don't fucking do it. This shit got me fucking upset because I'm sick of these white niggas. Like, I'm not for the shit in 2018. That's another thing. I said what I said. It's the motto for 2018. And, like, I ain't for the fuck shit with y'all this year. You gonna get corrected. And I'm sorry to go off on the rant, but that's just how I'm feeling right now. Like, I'm so sick and tired of it. Sorry. Kevin Gates is home. In other news. I got two.
Okay. Fine. You like Kevin Gates?
Not really. The nigga confuses the fuck out of me. But I'm just saying, if somebody cared, he did 9 months and some change. He'll be back to the fuck shit. This deep shit, but it's really like, after you sit and think about it, like, nigga, you are really retarded for some of the things you do, but you got hits.
And he out. He back home. He out.
Drinka, she should be happy. That's his boo, but I don't know. These celebrities got all kind of stuff going on in their lives. Fetty Wap and all his baby mamas. Okay.
What Fetty Wap done did?
Fetty Wap got Alexis Scott, you know, on Love & Hip Hop. The one that was beefing with Masika. She just had a baby 3 months early from him. It almost felt to me like Alexis Scott chased Fetty Wap ass down to have a baby with him to get back at Masika. And, you know, unfortunately, the baby came 3 months premature. She, like, the day that she had the baby, Instagram a little small, pamper or whatever, in the shade room, and everybody else was being shady, showing that Fetty Wap was in the studio less than, like, an hour or so later or something. Like, he wasn't there. But the girl also, which was weird to me, you just had a baby and you up there, like, posing. I will have to show you the picture. How she's, like, propped up on a hospital bed after just giving birth, and your baby is, you know, I'm sure he's still in an incubator. Like, he is still small. Or she. I don't even know if it's a girl or a boy. But still, this is not the time to be propped up taking a fucking selfie. Who took the picture for you? Did you prop that phone up, or did somebody take that picture? Because if somebody took that picture for you, they need to be whipped. They ain't your fucking friend. And then I bet not have been a goddamn nurse. You think it was a nurse?
I think it was a nurse.
This is the picture. Now, come on. You tell me. She just gave birth not long ago, and the baby is in the ICU. I think maybe not in the ICU, but, you know, in the NICU.
Maybe she was on her way home.
It doesn't matter. That's not the time or place. When I gave birth, after I gave birth to Cameron, that was the last thing I was thinking about doing.
Was taking a picture of yourself.
Yeah, even if my baby did not come home with me, it's still, like, even more so if my baby didn't come home with me, I would not be posing like this.
Right.
I'm going to be upset that I'm going home possibly and my baby can't go with me. Or if I'm still visiting my baby at that time, I'm probably sad. Or if I'm not sad, in depressed mode, I ain't got time to be posing like this for Instagram. That ain't the time or the place.
Exactly.
So that's the shit that just got me, like, with Alexis Sky. Like, the fuck. And then he got this other baby mama that's going off on the other baby mama saying that her baby is a monkey, all kind of shit. Like, she got a baby that's on the way, so her and Alexa Sky baby not that far off. This nigga is, like, fucking raw and making fucking babies. And Fetty Wap, you had some hits, so I really hope you was investing with them hits, because I ain't really hear nothing yet, and I hope you got some investments or something, because you got a lot of miles to feed.
Fetty Wap, you better get it together, bro.
That's crazy, though. Like, you got a whole lot of shit going on. But, I mean, it's just a lot going on with those people. What we gonna do? We still gonna do our wild cards. I did a few of them. I don't even remember what I put in here, so we'll see what we got. We're going to do that, and then we're going to wrap this shit up. We didn't want to talk y'all heads off, but we just wanted to come back in 2018, let y'all know we back. We got a whole lot of interviews in store for y'all. It's just me and D tonight. We just wanted to come back and talk to y'all, but we got a whole lot of interesting shit. Y'all, definitely, I encourage you to stay tuned. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast, because 2018, this shit about to get very interesting. You thought that we kind of started with a bang. We left y'all. But, like, we got some shit. We got some hotness coming for y'all. So just tell a friend to tell a friend. And like I said, follow us. Follow us on Instagram for sure, which our name is the Sophisticated Ratchet Podcast. And then if you have Twitter, I want y'all to tweet us, because that's how y'all can get in contact with us, like, right then and there, directly. And y'all can do that at the TSR Podcast 00. And I got y'all. So tell us what y'all want to talk about. If y'all felt some type of way about some topics, you want to piggyback off of it, hit us up.
We want to know.
You can email us at thesophisticatedratchetpodcast@gmail.com. So we are very accessible. We got our Facebook fan page. Hit us up. Sorry I was lingering, but I gotta let y'all know how to get in contact with us, because we here. And don't just be like looking at shit. If my shit pop up, people you may know, you know that's my fucking podcast. Go ahead and follow the shit. I need my likes up, because the shit looking real stank on Instagram, you know? Like my shit, subscribe, and tell a friend. And I thank you to my loyal listeners, and I thank you for your feedback. Been luscious. Yo, we had, like, I meant to tell y'all this too, we had a wild episode. Shout out to my boy Deshaun, because Deshaun, we had a wild episode with him. I believe that was episode 3. Like, this is a do-over kind of episode 3. Like, y'all, I'm kind of almost happy now that I'm thinking about it, it's gone. Some of the shit that I said, that it's gone.
Yeah, cause we was definitely lit.
We were lit. One. The Henny was running. We was super, super, super lit. Deshaun came through with the goodies. We were lit. Shout out to Deshaun again. Well, we gonna do that over, boy. We gonna do a redo. But yeah. But shout out to everybody for all the love. We here, the shit is gonna grow, and it's gonna get even better in 2018. A lot of shit to come, and I can't wait. But D, go ahead and start 2018 off by picking one of the wild card topics. Let's see what the fuck we talking about.
Golly, this thing sealed up.
You got that damn cigarette, if you could put that down. What? Do you want me to read it? Is my handwriting that bad?
Oh, I got it.
Okay. Come on, you said you got it.
Alright, so it says, would you ever fuck your close good friend? Your close good platonic.
Okay, your platonic friend.
It's a no for me, sis. I can't do it. Because I look at my friend as my friend, like, hands down, I can't do that with him.
Nah, I couldn't do that shit neither. Like, I've been in that situation where my very close homeboy of mine, like, I call him a brother of mine, and we have been in a situation where he was intoxicated as hell, and he tried it. And I'm just like, I stopped that shit. I deaded that shit. Even that's my whole, like, I've seen his dick. We haven't even kissed before. But it has never gone to the point of that. Even in the kiss, that was still that night when he was drunk as fuck. And I kind of let it down, but we ain't went no further than that. That's when I was like, yo, we ain't doing this shit. But he's not ugly at all. But I ain't doing that. Like, how do you even fucking come back from that after you not fuck a close friend? Y'all just gonna turn into fuck. Yeah, y'all just gonna be fucking. Because the shit gonna be awkward as fuck. Or you gonna try to act normal, but then you gonna end up fucking.
Every time. I think because when I, like, when somebody is cool with me, I really look at them as a friend. Like, I don't look at them like that.
Yeah, I don't. I can't do it. I can't do it. I mean, and I don't understand. Some people, they start out as friends and then they're in relationships with their friends. I ain't never really see that. You ain't never really been my friend if I could date you. We may have been acquaintance or we knew each other, you know what I mean?
Been a fuck your friend. One day, y'all kicking and chilling. Then boom, y'all ain't friends no more.
Yeah.
That's why it's a no. You need to pull one of those cards yourself, or you don't need to pull them off.
No, I was just going to get you to get... You know how the shit go. We taking turns. So I got the next one. All right. Let's see what the hell I got here. I need to work on my potty mouth for 2018.
Me too. But it's, I said what I said all 2018.
Okay, and that's interesting that you said that, because mine is, what do you want left in 2017? Three things. It's a piggyback off what you said with the I said what I said, and I saw this on a meme, and I had to agree with it. When I say, I'm a victim of saying LOL to shit sometimes when I know it wasn't funny, just to kind of make the person feel comfortable or whatever. Ain't no more of that in 2018. I'm going to just leave shit exactly what it is. If it kind of burnt or it felt like it had a punch, you going to have to feel that fucking kick or that punch. Like, I'm not going to suffer it. I'm not going to, like, buffer it with a LOL. I said what I said. Like, and I take that also goes for a lot of shit. I'm not taking nothing back. If I said it, I said it.
I can agree with that.
That another thing, I'm sick of the fake bro and sis. Like, I feel like that shit was overly used in 2017. Like, my nigga, everybody is your damn bro. Like, sis, but you don't fuck with her. Stop, that's not your sis. What, y'all don't fuck with each other. Stop it. Leave that shit in 2017. Let's be real. If I don't fuck with you, if you want to take the Cardi B shit and bring that into 2018, if I see I don't speak, bitch, I don't fuck with you. That's cool, but don't fake sis me. You don't fuck with me. Let's keep it moving.
We gonna leave that one.
So leave that fake bro and sis shit. And my nigga, that's not... I gotta stop saying nigga so much. But... that ain't your man's. Like, stop trying to big up these niggas so much. Like, that's my bro. Like, man, knock it off. He don't even fuck with you. He don't know you. Another thing is those goddamn furry flip flops. Leave them shit in 2017. I never understood the logic of that shit. Like, bruh, they sandals, but they got fur on it. I know your feet are not, like, touching it, but why you want fur on your sandals when I never got into that fad. I don't leave them. I'm sorry, but those are how I feel about those are some things that y'all can knock that shit off and leave those things in 2017. How you feel?
I'm in agreement.
So what are some of your things that you feel that should be?
What should we leave in 17? Let me see. I think we need to leave the false claiming in 17. If you ain't really the plug, stop saying you ain't the plug. Stop saying you the plug. If you really the plug, then that's cool. But if you ain't no real plug, don't be advertising that shit like you the real plug. And then when I hit you up, it's some bullshit. I want to leave that one. That's all I got.
That's an interesting one.
I mean, I'm going to just keep it real. I think we need to leave that. We need to leave that trend. Like, hey, it is what it is.
But, you know, everybody want to be Zubboy Fresh. So, or Little Boy Fresh.
Say the plug, too, I mean with the money. Stop flashing all this money. Like, if you really got it,
you ain't got to flash it.
Like, let's leave that in 2017. And the last thing is, I do not want to see nobody else with a stack of money up to their ear. I don't want to see that in 2018.
It'll be nice. I'm sick of it. So, shout out to the young, dumb, trap niggas. I ain't gonna say dumb, but man, like, yo, that is dumb because y'all too flashy. Who moves like that? That yell, scream, come get me. Like, I would think over and over after seeing the same results or seeing the same things happen, you should move differently or you'll go back to the origins of, if you want to be straight up about it, about the origins of drug dealing, how drug dealers actually moved. They were not, some of them were flashy, but some of them also ain't touch the product or shit. They wasn't even in the force. They ain't want to be seen. Y'all niggas want to be seen. Or not even that, the fact that they didn't want to be seen, what they did. Y'all fucking put everything on social media. Every move you make, when the shipment come in, my nigga, everything. So it's just different.
We gotta move different, my people.
We gotta do better in 2018. I want so much more, just to segue here, but I just want so much more for us in 2018. And I think that we got the ability to do it because I see a lot of shit popping already for people of color in 2018 already. Shout out to Diddy with the whole revolt movement that's going on. Shout out to Joe Buttons. Like, shout out to Issa Rae. I see some shit popping for her. We ain't even get to talk about it because we're going to have this podcast long as fuck. But Lila, I think it's Lila Waithe with The Shy.
Yeah.
Like, the producer, yeah, the creator. Yo, like, I see some major shit for our black people. Like, I like the fact that we are creative. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, stop fucking, like, crying about the Oscars. Like, we got our own stories we can tell. We got our own channels, our own way of getting this shit directly to our people. So, if they don't want to damn give us the credit we deserve, so what? Let's take this shit by storm. All of this content that's out here, power. I mean, like, we got so much shit. All we got to do is create. If they talking that fuck shit, that's why I wish, in a way that we can all just connect, because, you know, Diddy and 50 Cent got this beef. Had they not had that beef, shit, Power could have possibly be on Revolt. It's a lot of shit that need to get on a Revolt so that we could get Revolt popping, just like a MTV, a VH1, and all of that other shit. But I think there's some shit that's going to come in 2018. But let me get off of that. I just want that black excellence. But we got two more. You could go ahead and do one, and I'll do the other one. I'm getting hoarse. This weather is crazy in South Carolina. No, you gotta do it. You got to do it. He put his shit down.
Okay.
Hmm. So that one isn't any better. It's only two, man. So you hold gotta up. Talk or something.
Hold on, man. I gotta read this shit.
I probably gave you some examples.
Okay, I'm gonna read it out loud, y'all, because I'm trying to read it and then I'm trying to figure out. Okay. If you get caught up in a one night stand, you decide you are down, then you find out the other person is a virgin, do you fuck?
Yeah, okay. So did
okay,
you-
so if it's basically if it's a one night stand and then when y'all link up, you find out that they're a virgin, do you still fuck them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no. I don't know.
So are you going to be that shit, predator? Because I look at it like, baby, I can't fuck you up.
No, like because you probably going to get on my nerves. Like, nah. I ain't going to say you're going to get on my nerves. It might be a no for me, but then it also depends on like, well, you said a one-night stand, so it's a no.
I mean, or it could be somebody that you knew, but you never like knew real, that they were a virgin, so now yeah, they're telling you.
I know, I'm real grown over here, though.
I'm real grown over like, here, too, so I don't want to corrupt your mind, first of all, with all exactly. of this on your first time, and
exactly.
you be attached to me like glue, my nigga, like, that ain't happening, so, and not only that, I just don't...
It might just depend.
I ain't even gonna say I don't want that first time to be with. I wanted to be different because my first time was shitty as hell.
Cause you ain't finna be attached to me.
I don't think it's no perfect first time. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people do. I don't know. I don't know, but I don't know. I don't like I said. I don't think I could do it because of those reasons and because your first piece. Well, my first piece was like, I think he didn't really too much know what he was doing with it, per se. Because it wasn't, like, the smallest. He just wasn't probably, you know, very experienced. But then after, the second or the third one, we finally got a little whip to what's going on here. So it was definitely different. My view on it was different because at first I thought, like, why the fuck? What's the hype? Like, I could go my whole life with doing this. Like, okay. Nah, nigga. But I don't know. So.
And so you got you something that was a little bit more experienced.
Yeah, and then I was getting experience too. I was figuring out what is what and how certain things work. Because, I mean, let's keep it real. Women, as you get older, you get better with sex because you know how to, what you want, how your body reacts to certain things. You know how you want to be pleased. And you only learn that with experience and over time. Because when you were young, shit, you wouldn't know what the fuck to expect. You just going off of him or you just laying there. Or even if you are, like, I guess a little advanced, you still don't know your body enough to know how to do certain. Well, you know, I'm not trying to get all. It's a little different. Let's cut that. Let's just cut it. All right, let me go ahead and get this one. Getting a little too far gone there.
It was real smooth how you left that off. I like that.
This was the one that you got. Okay. All right. So this is the way to kick the show off with the ending. This is rape culture, the whole hashtag Me Too, which has been a hot topic right now for a little minute now. You know, we got all these allegations coming out. Not long ago, we got, I think he's still in there, Russell Simmons. They made him step down from a lot of his corporations. And he hasn't been on social media, I don't think. But, like, everybody coming out saying this was done to them, too, basically. Man, look, this topic is so touchy that it's not even funny. Because it's two different views of how things can go down with this. And I was watching The Breakfast Club with Donnell Rollins not long ago. And he said some shit. You know, he's a comedian, so he got to make shit funny. But he said some real shit. Not victim blaming or saying that, you know, shame on you women. You dress like a hoe. You should be, you know, treated as such in that content. But, like he said, if you live on the East Coast, this person lives on the West Coast. He offers to fly you over there private. You get there, you got a nice car waiting on you. You get to, after the car picks you up, you arrived at, you know, this nice 5-star hotel. You have the executive penthouse. You know what's going on after that. If this nigga come in, he start pushing up on you, I feel like, I'm sorry if I sound sleazy, but pleasey, but you gonna have to give it up. Ain't no need to, like, sit there and be naive and think that you got all of this shit off of the strength of. I mean, now, let me stop and say this. That he should not force himself on you at all. At any time, a man should not take advantage of a woman. But I'm just saying, come on, like Donnell Rollins said, let's have common sense.
You know what it was. Not necessarily you know what it was. But you already knew what to kind of expect when you, like, if that would have happened and you get there.
You gotta be kind of prepared for that. So, like, don't trip out or don't let it go that far. If you decided that, yeah, you was down, but when you got over there, you not changed your mind. Before y'all get in that bedroom, you need to go ahead and change your mind.
Ain't that type of party
because, you know, if you do it after the fact, now you may have a struggle depending on the dude, and it sounds like you don't know him, so you don't know how the shit can go. You don't know him, so you don't know how the shit can go. So because you don't know him, you don't put yourself in those predicaments. And again, I don't want to compare this to you dress like a hoe, so you should get treated as a hoe. So when you get raped, that's what you get because you dress like a hoe. No, these are two different situations. I want people to think that they are two different situations. I know people are so critical about things. It's so fucking literal. But in the grand scheme of things, I would like to identify these two things as different. But it's just a lot going on. And then they have, you know, the view of some women, which they are out there, you know, that lie. They jump on the bandwagon, or they may have some type of spite towards these men. So they want to say that this shit happened to them too, and it didn't even happen to them. And these are some of the women that may be coming out trying to get, you know, some fucking money off.
Bandwagon.
Yeah, so we're not going to say that that isn't. But then we're not also going to say that there aren't women that are really telling the truth, that maybe they weren't in a situation where it was some shit like that. They were ambushed. They were kind of cut off guard. This may have been almost like a platonic friendship. They may have known him for some time. And now they feel comfortable where they're in a setting where they can calmly, you know, relax, chill out, have a drink, and unwind. And now he pushing up on you. You ain't never really been in that setting with him. So you like, okay.
You don't really know how to react.
And you don't know what he's telling you. So, I mean, I can definitely understand in those situations too. But then there's also, you know, the scenario where they say, if he tells you, if you don't do this with me, you're not going to get any gigs ever again. Now you got that battle. Am I going to sell my soul, basically, or I'm going to do what's right and get the fuck up out of here? So basically, are you going to fuck for that check? Or because you know you ain't with this shit, you don't even like this fat fuck, and this shit ain't worth it, you going to walk the fuck out. What you going to do? Like, that's just the harsh reality that you will be faced with. But again, these women put themselves, you got a choice. You have a choice at that point, unless, you know, it's too late and he's pretty much raping you. But I don't know if anybody has came out and said, I mean, have they said they've been actually raped, or it was just like, well, I guess it's still rape if it's unwanted sex, if it's it was forced on you, or you were doing it in guilt. You didn't willingly go into doing it, what I'm trying to say. But it's crazy. And I think, like, with it coming out of Hollywood, that's not the last that we're going to hear about it. We're going to next hear about it in rap. We're going to hear about these females that have been talking about before they could get in the music industry, they had to do this, they had to do that. And you know, we got the stories of the regular pastelons like Superhead and shit like that. But we ain't even talking about people like her. We may be talking about just saying if it ever so happened, but I don't think it would happen if a Ashanti said, you know, I had to do this before I got on. Because she did have a little thing for Irv. Her and Irv were kicking it. But I think she's kind of open, a little bit more strong-minded, that it wasn't to that extreme of disrespect. But then again, she may have fucked and they started the relationship and that's how she got buzzing. Who knows? But I don't know. This rape culture thing is, it just kind of goes back to what is appropriate. A lot of the things back in the day, like picking back off the old podcast we did with Jarrell, Shah Jarrell, like, we walked around getting our ass grabs by little boys. You know, men will grab your ass and that's rape. Now you do that shit, you it's a wrap. It's a lot of shit that we would have done, we did back then, you do it now, it's rape. So now when people are making these allegations, it's kind of like, were you kind of down for the cause back then, but now you trickling down and thinking about where rape culture is now, you're a victim of Me Too. And again, not calling victims or anything like that, or saying the women are not telling the truth, but I'm just playing devil advocates on both ends, because I think all men are a piece of shit if you force sex. I'm just being real. If you force sex on a woman, like, how fucking nasty are you? Yeah, like, that shit is whack. And the fact that you would masturbate in front of a woman, that's fucking whack. Or you would just, like, force yourself on a woman, that's whack. Even if you a man of power, like, manipulating, like, to the fact that it's just like, if you don't do this, it's that. Like, you fucking chauvinistic. Like, I just can't. Like, you're using your power. Nah, fuck that shit. Like, that shit is lame. And I hate lame ass shit. And that's just lame to me. But, like, I'll get passionate about that shit that we was talking about this shit all night. So, I'm gonna wrap that. But, I mean, it's a lot of things we ain't even touched tonight. We probably gonna pick that up on the next podcast, because we're going to try to cut this. We don't want to ramble tonight and don't want to go too long, because there's some more shit that I got to, we can talk about. It's a lot of other stuff, because a lot of relationships are in trouble. But we ain't here to gossip, so we ain't going to get into all that. We ain't here to gossip, so we ain't going to get into all of that. But I appreciate y'all listening to us. We back, and like I said, we got a lot of things lined up. Me and Dee just wanted to come back to y'all first in 2018 and open up. But we got some interesting shows lined up. I promise you. I promise you, y'all not going to be disappointed. But y'all go ahead and subscribe. Like I said, like, share, tell everybody. Tell everybody. I'm all tired and tongued and everything. Tell everybody about the podcast. And on that note, good night, and we will see y'all on the next one.